Yes, it's time for the crossover with the boys in Vegas. Can we call you Vegas boys?
Woo! Hell
yes,
yeah,
you can.
The
Vegas
Welcome
boys.
To Club 1620, live from Stadium Swim at Circa in Vegas.
All right.
It's noon.
Who still has their pants
noon,
on?
It is noon.
We have, we're shorts boys, John.
You can't
Why would
tell.
You wear pants when it's in the 70s, John? Why would you wear, can you imagine being somewhere right now where it's like 40 degrees and windy and probably cloudy?
All right, turn them off.
Please.
We're done. It's over.
This has been the crossover.
Cut their mics.
Hey, I got a question. Do you guys need some live odds? Because I'm looking at everything you could possibly bet on in the entire world.
It's glorious.
On this gigantic
right
screen.
Give me those cricket lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, let's see. Let's go down the
We
line.
Have the CBI championship lines for you there,
Oh,
Josh.
I did talk about that and what to watch.
I heard.
Yeah, it's not on TV.
I heard. In the CIT championship, we have that for you, the NIT quarter. Look at all these.
No, the CIT, give them the odds. IPFW is a point-and-a-half favorite over Norfolk State.
145.5 is the total.
That's a tight money line split.
Nick just got
Nick
offended and
Nick
left.
Nick didn't like your joke. I thought it was funny.
High Point or Seattle? Who's Vegas like tonight?
Let's see.
Where is that game? Oh, there it is. They like Seattle.
Seattle minus one.
Yeah. Okay. Total's 150.5.
All right, so we are about 8 feet away from a pool.
Yeah, there are people drinking right now. They're having a great time.
There's people just swimming in there. You know, they're showing their nipples and everything.
I thought it was going to be nips out for Happer today.
I was told it was.
I got to lay a base. Wednesday, you lay a base.
There was a promise made,
tomorrow?
I think.
There was.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. The thing that's frustrating, I guess, the most about this current setup is
we're not in the pool.
Well, you have headsets on, so it prevents me from wearing my bucket hat.
Oh,
yeah.
Sad.
Because you can't go headset.
Sorry, Connor.
And I forgot my bucket hat, guys.
So sad that you have to wear shorts and no hat. So sad for you.
We're taking some L's like the Omaha boys today with the weather. We forgot our bucket hats or we can't wear them.
Hey, by the way, guys, did you see this tweet from earlier from Steve? Who says?
What do
you
say?
While you guys were stalling with movie talk, Steve said at Happer Show, "What the hell happened? I get in my truck after lunch, and Siskel and Ebert are on."
Yeah, that was a lot of movie talk. I didn't think this was
a lot of time to fill.
Hello.
I apologize. We apologize.
Listen,
don't act like that was just us taking over.
This is what you get when I come to fill in for you, Connor. Josh and I are going to talk about movies. This is what we're going to do.
I'm not offended by this. I just Steve had a take. That's all.
I wasn't even sure it was movie talk because when I got connected, I heard you guys talking about Civil War,
which is a movie.
Nice. The 1800s.
Was it Captain America?
There is a movie coming out
in April called Civil War. It's a modern Civil War movie.
I want to watch it. Yeah.
Oh, Captain America?
No, not that Civil War.
A House Divided.
Yeah, different Civil War.
Offerman's in that movie, right? Josh, isn't he playing President?
Yeah,
he
is. President Offerman
President
to you.
Yep. Yeah, President Nick Offerman. Yeah, he's going to be in that movie.
So any airport stories? How were the flights?
Yeah, how was Nick's big boy travel?
Are you asking how about that ride in?
Yeah, how about that ride in? Are your arms tired because you just flew in from Omaha?
I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
So Nick did have some questions. He's had a few questions so far he just had an interesting conversation with Peter off the air that was also interesting about the video and streaming.
Yes.
And Nick's got a lot going on.
Nick is a very inquisitive young boy.
I like to learn. Yeah, very inquisitive.
And so I think it maybe took him a bit by surprise where the service here at Circa is absolutely incredible and we're being treated as VIPs.
Yes.
And so we get kind of, you know, a little bit of special treatment. And Nick, I don't think, was quite mentally prepared for
that.
No. Not in a limo.
You not only get treated like a VIP, but when you are treated like a VIP, Nick, you have to act like a VIP.
I don't know what that means. Well, I've never been one.
See, this
we know.
You have to figure it out.
How many times today has Nick asked, do you mean this is free?
He was great question, Josh. Because the Circa limousine came and picked us up.
That's right. Saw the photos.
Many beers and things like that in there. It was all free, by the way. But Nick was,
I did not know.
Nick was very excited about the water.
Yeah, look at this tiny baby water.
The little bottles of water. Are these free?
Damn it, Nick.
Water is important. We're in the desert. It's hard to come by.
Yeah, so Nick was excited about that. The flight No issues whatsoever. We left 2 minutes late because they had to de-ice the wings. No doors flew off.
Okay,
so
good.
So we were feeling pretty good.
No, as far as we know, no tires flew off.
And no tires flew off that we know of. Yeah, we landed okay as well.
We took our chances with – Josh and I took our chances with the exit row to trade off. Was a little bit more leg room there.
Yeah, we helped out.
Nick went about six rows back because he had to get himself a window seat.
And
like
a selfie.
Like a seven-year-old.
I got it.
Yeah, yeah, he got it.
Nick loves selfies more than anyone that I know.
It's a generational thing.
What? I don't think
don't
that's
blame
the case.
Your generation.
Yeah. I'm blaming our generation, my generation.
So, yeah, it was a – I mean, we're getting there. There's going to be some good Nick stories to come out of this. I like the question that you guys posed earlier.
What's that? Which one? Oh, who's
going to
pass out first?
Who's going to pass out first?
Yeah, I'm just a sleepy boy.
I've already signed up for the Circa players card, so we're gonna dive in at some point.
Oh, what's that?
You get points and stuff if you gamble and have a good time. So John, your co-host on After Hours, Jimmy Allen, he has spoken many, many times about this burger place, Victory Burger, right? Yes, is that what it is?
Yes.
So we're waiting, and we get to Victory Burger like 3 minutes before they open because it's 10 a.m. here, but we're starving and we want lunch. So we're waiting there, and the very nice lady opens up the little area, and I turn around, and Happer is gone.
Disappeared.
Where did Happer go? So I'm, like, looking and looking. I thought he was, like, going to go look at the sportsbook area because it's huge and massive. No, he's going and getting a player's card.
I have to be prepared, Josh.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say it was, like, Vegas vacation, and he was playing the giant slot machine
outside
the
casino. Put a dollar and got a car.
Our fine contact, Aaron, here has let us know that there is a blackjack table in very close proximity to us.
Yeah, where is it? Over there?
At the stadium swim.
Okay.
Can you play a few hands during a break and jump out and come back?
It might be far enough away where it'd be like you can play one hand.
If we have a 5 or 5.5 minute break, I think it'd be a good bit if I just went and played two hands.
Tremendous. I think so, too.
Okay. Right.
All
right. I mean, you guys are going to have 7 hours to fill over the next 2 days. So.
Oh, that's a reminder, Josh. We're bringing back the top five tomorrow.
I kind of thought you might. I did one today.
Cook one up for us?
Yeah. We were thinking of, what was it, top five Vegas movies?
Vegas movies.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Five Vegas movies?
You may have done it before, but I think we could probably unearth that or have a new spin on it.
Does it have to be in Vegas to be like 3,000 miles to Graceland? That's a Vegas movie, right?
I would consider that. I've never seen it, but I would consider
it a Vegas movie. That should be a movie club pick.
Never heard of such a thing.
You could pick it, Nick.
So after the show, what's on the docket for tonight, fellas?
Well, it'll be three.
No, four. Today's four.
Yeah.
A clock.
So I think the world is our oyster, probably. You know?
Are you going to take in a show?
I got to run.
Josh has to run 14 miles.
Just seven.
Happer and I might go tickle some chains.
What? I'm not going with you to tickle chains.
Happer's not leaving that campus. I guarantee
That's exactly right. I had to tell Nick. Nick was asking about all these... You know, various transportation methods.
He's like, how do I leave?
Around the city. And
I was like, I'm not telling you that.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you how to leave.
It's called Uber.
It's a Circa right here on my shirt.
What could you possibly want that you can't get at Circa?
Disco. Put it up.
Nick go to the beach club, Nick.
Just start throwing it around.
I need chains. There's no chains to tickle.
Nick, can you get in the pool at some point during the show? It's warm.
Yeah, the water's very warm.
It's heated.
Oh.
I didn't put on my swim trunks. I
don't
have my trunks
on. Okay.
That doesn't
matter.
Yeah, Nick. Well, I bought the trunks. I'm going to use them.
We want the 360 cam to check you in the pool.
Uh-huh. Can I just say that I love the ambient house music behind you?
Yeah, this is great.
We were a little concerned that it was going to be too loud. How do we sound?
Yeah, how does it sound?
No, it sounds perfect.
It's a very nice level.
It sounds exactly like you're in Vegas.
Yeah.
I was actually really worried about that. I was like, is it going to be too loud for us to actually do this show at all? But, yeah, we're good. And we got every sports thing we could ever imagine, the lines and stuff. You know, alcohol at some point, I'm sure. Maybe as we get closer to the end of the
One Beer Wednesday, I believe, is what it's called.
Debates would be great with it.
One Frozen Daiquiri Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of beers right now from the fine folks here.
Somebody asked us during the tweet bag today our favorite drink at a swim-up bar, and John and I have never been to a swim-up bar.
Oh, margarita's always the play.
I go like a Modelo if I'm drinking a beer.
I feel like a Modelo.
I think I'd want a Shandy. Shandy seems good.
Yeah, that's good. That's not bad.
A summer Shandy?
A little acidy, you know? A little
acidy?
Yeah.
Refreshing. It's the refreshment.
Refreshing.
He's busy.
But yeah, yeah, no, probably something. I could see the things with all the frozen drinks in them. Right?
There's
yeah.
a lot of them over there.
Yeah, I just said straight up margarita. It's the old fashioned yeah. lime margarita.
That's a good there we, that's what I like, John. There's give me a mar, give me some salt on the rim. Oh, we're having a great day. We
and,
are.
And a tortilla chip with some cheese dip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Some guac,
I think
maybe?
I'd want the salsa. On a day like today, the sun high in the sky, shorts weather, of course, where we are. I think I'd want a little cold salsa.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Salsa,
pico
guac.
De gallo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Double. Pico de gallo.
Love me some pico.
Yeah. What's the difference between pico and salsa?
Pico's gross.
Pico's chunky.
Yeah, it's got the, like, full chunk yeah. tomatoes.
Which, it kind of bothers me if you go to Chipotle and you ask for salsa. They're like, oh, do you want chunky salsa or do you want this salsa? It's like, well, you mean the pico de gallo? I would like that.
Nick is a stickler.
It's not salsa. I don't think pico is salsa. I think pico's a garnish.
Pull question up at Happer Show. Is pico salsa?
That's a great question.
It's like tomato relish. That's all pico that is. Mm-hmm.
I think that it is a salsa. For the record, I would vote in yes.
You could get you could dip your chips in a pico.
Yeah,
can someone spell gallo for me?
G-A-L-L-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like Joey
Schreiner
Gallo.
Had it ready.
Someone spell gallo for me.
Hey,
can I get that?
Breaking pico news, guys. Gallo. Breaking news. Just into the Twitter machine.
Yeah?
Frankie Fiddler is taking an unofficial visit to Nebraska tomorrow.
Mm.
Whoa.
But they're not even practicing.
Fiddler
he already
on
went
the
to Creighton.
I know they were practicing.
He's going to visit Nebraska ball tomorrow.
Is he going to visit Omaha again just for fun?
I doubt it. I think
you don't think he's going to go back?
Nah, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know, there's some big deals out there to be had for a guy like Frank.
Big, big deals.
Big deals.
Yeah, and
big,
there are bigger ones and if you go to Creighton or Nebraska.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
The Summit League is now the minor leagues for the Power Five.
Dude, yeah, I mean, no kidding. With Zeke Mayo's in there, too.
William
it's a,
Kyle.
I mean, it's a good route for a guy. Like, oh, I'll play 3 years at South Dakota State, maybe go to the NCAA tournament once, and then in my fourth year, I'll go to Arkansas or something like that.
Right.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Get a $500,000 NIL deal.
Uh-huh. If you could do it, it's worth it. It's
nice worth work if you can find it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, boys. Boys, right. Boys, boys. We're going to have some fun today.
Yeah, sorry that you got to go now.
I'm sorry.
Just ended the crossover.
Wow.
It seemed like you were doing
wow.
it. I was saying, I'm sorry. I feel bad. I'm going to miss
that. Hey, Vegas has changed you, Josh.
No.
Yeah, he's mean.
I thought
this
we were friends.
Be cool, man.
We're looking at the snow-capped mountains out in the distance.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And yeah.
I'm looking at the snow-capped parking lot at NRG.
Oh, is Mount Happer back?
No,
did it snow? No. No, it didn't snow. John's just yanking your chain.
Just cold and gray.
What is the weather in Omaha? Is it gray again? Classic Omaha.
Yeah, just pure
like
gray.
Pittsburgh. God, will the sun ever come out again in Omaha? It's so nice seeing the sun again.
I love the sun.
Phil, count your days. You were wrong.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, what an idiot.
The sky's actually blue and not gray. Just in general, the color of the sky is blue.
This is news to me, Nick, but it's great news.
Yeah, hey, 63 tomorrow, 68 Friday.
Oh, let's go. Almost nice.
Oh, Josh, or both of you guys, I have a quick question before you do have to leave. Greg Maddux is going to be here.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
What? Oh.
Greg Maddux and who?
Frank Thomas.
Greg Maddux and Frank Thomas are going to be here.
That's my guy.
The big hurt.
And so I was wondering what questions you would ask guys like that. I'll have my – if I talk to Greg Maddux, I'll talk to him about changeups for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I thought, Josh, that I would ask Greg Maddux about, like, you're known for throwing really slow pitches. Does that make you kind of a weenie? How do we think he'd respond to
How
that?
How do we approach that, Josh?
Not great.
You're the expert.
I don't think that would be a good question to ask him.
Okay. Ask Frank Thomas.
I mean, he's
got to
know it. He throws 88.
Yeah,
ask Frank Thomas how much they got, how much they paid him to do those Nugenix commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Nugenix.
Wasn't there something where the internet killed Frank Thomas a couple weeks ago?
Did he get canceled?
No, literally
not canceled.
Killed him.
Like they said he was dead.
They unalived him.
And he was like, I'm not dead, I'm here.
I feel like we don't see that as often these days.
That's right.
Well, with a name like Frank Thomas, there's guys named Frank Thomas dying every day.
Yeah. Greg Maddux is pretty unique. Frank Thomas, there's a lot of Franks and a lot of Thomases.
I don't know how feisty Greg gets nowadays, but there's some pretty legendary bleep talk stories from Greg Maddux. So I mean, he might want to fight
bring
you.
Up his slow pitches.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll start bleep talking you, Josh.
Yeah. You want to be bleep talk? Remember your changeup?
Are you a
That's
wee?
How you approach it, though. You say it's not throwing slow, Josh. It's a change.
It's a change. Mm-hmm.
Remember how your changeup and your fastball were the same speed?
Got to code the language a little.
He was like the one guy who dominated Tony Gwynn in his career.
That's right.
Oh, Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. All he did was get hits. He's actually dead.
R.I.P. Yes. Tony Gwynn.
Mm. Yes.
He was an answer on Jeopardy the other night.
What was it? Oh. Is this man dead? Who is Tony Gwynn?
I don't remember it because it was a picture of him, and I just tuned out the question because I knew the answer is, what is Tony Gwynn?
I'll take, is this man dead for 1,000, Ken?
Who is Tony Gwynn?
Not Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas.
Wow.
What an interesting Jeopardy category that would be.
That would be amazing.
They should just do hyper-specific Jeopardy categories for fun.
So wait, would you just do, like, what is yes and what is no?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would that work?
Just put up a picture of Frank Sinatra. Is he dead?
What is yes?
What is yes?
No. I think we just made a new game, an on-air game.
Hey, maybe we should do that tomorrow.
Is he dead?
7-hour show.
Dead or alive.
It's a picture, and the answer is, who is dead?
Yeah, I like it. This could be good. We'll send it on to Ken Jennings.
Thursday itinerary.
I could put some photos in the stream tomorrow, and you guys could play.
There
that
you go.
That would be great.
There you go.
All right, so Josh, you got to cook up your top 5 Vegas movies, and we'll let that one rip tomorrow because we'll have Hangover on Friday at the movie club.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exciting. We watched that last night. That's the only plan we have for tomorrow at this point.
Are you saying you're going to be hung over on Friday for the movie club? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, not I.
Like, that's what I heard. So
I did do that on a show road trip a few years back. We were in Boulder, Colorado, and I saw someone on.
That's a different kind of hangover, Josh.
Among other things, I saw someone on Saturday morning, not of our radio station, but of radio, and I just had my sunglasses on it. 7:30 or whatever it was, and he's like, have some fun last night.
Nice.
I just nodded my head. And
nice.
Then I went and did a pregame show.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Powered through, baby.
So the vibes are good right now. We'll see what they look like in a few hours.
Yes.
Friday evening. Well, guys, have a good rest of your day. Enjoy the gray.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Boys. Enjoy.
Bye, guys. That was a crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It's the program live from Circa Resort in Las Vegas.
Club 1620.
Oh, my gosh. It's an incredible day. The program starts next year on 1620 The Zone.